Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Because Ed Richards has been good enough to join us. Ed, thanks for your time on K-Rock Football. Tom King, Ben Casanilia and Lee Brown talking to you. Well done on the win last night. Is that just the win that reaffirms the belief that what Luke Beveridge has got you doing is the right path?
Yeah, hi, how's it going, Ben? The win last night was great. Obviously, we were pretty disappointing the week before, so it was good to, you know, get back on the horse and come out with a strong performance against the Dons.
Yep. Obviously, the week before, especially for a club like the Dogs, who had some players who had to find their way out of quarantine hotspots and into other accommodation and then find yourself on a plane up to Queensland and into the hub, were you a bit unsettled going into the previous week?
No, I don't think we were unsettled. I think, yeah, as you said, the couple of boys had to move out of their homes and sort of find places to sort of relocate for the week leading up. But I think we settled pretty well. It was more just sort of credit to Carlton. They came out and put on a really good performance against us. So it was good for us to, resettle during the week and then come back out and have a good performance last night as well.
Yep. And your own form, you didn't play back in round one and you had such a gap between games. You miss out round one and then you have to wait till early June for round two. What was quarantine and the lockdown like for you to be able to work on your footy?
It was quite an interesting experience actually, quarantine and having to sort of train majority sort of by yourself. Or I trained with Bill Gower, so we trained together during the break, and I think having that sort of other person to train with makes it a bit easier, and you can drive yourself. And I suppose we were sort of both not in that round one side, so we were trying to G each other up just to sort of get ready for round two, which we both ended up playing in that game, which was good. And just in terms of form, just trying to put my best foot forward and, just trying to have, the influence that I can each week.
Ed, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. You're impacting games and, you're still very much a young player. What are the areas now that you've got some experience, albeit sort of brief experience, what are the areas of the footy over the next 2 or 3 years that, you think you need to become better at to become a really good and damaging wingman type for the Bulldogs?
I think the things that I've sort of been working through with coaches and sort of senior players, just working on finish and polish and just getting that sort of, lethal type part of my game right. In terms of my running capacity is great, but if I can't, finish off my work, then it all sort of doesn't really matter. So just getting that sort of that dangerous, hunt-like, play in my game, and then it'll all stem from there.
Yeah, well, you're certainly showing glimpses of it. It's really good to watch. You're one of the more exciting players to watch young players in the competition. You're Yogi Bear. It's a pretty thick, sort of lush. Is it Caribbean gold? What sort of colour is it there?
My hair?
Yeah.
I missed that bit, yeah. I don't know. My mum always used to call it sort of an Albany red. So
that's fantastic. I come from a long line of redheads, Ed, so this is close to my heart. But it's a beautiful, beautiful colour. We also heard from Rowan Smith pre-game, and we were concerned because, generally if you've got a bit of Caribbean gold on top of the cranium, it's not conducive to being in the sun. But he suggested that you've got one of the greatest tans at the Doggies as well, so you've got every base covered.
Well, I think sort of having red leg hair as well sort of gives the illusion that I'm tanned.
Oh,
looks a bit sort of orange, got a bit of an orange tint to it, so that's probably the illusion that I give off that I've got a good tan, but I don't think that's the case.
I know exactly where you're coming from. It's fantastic. It's just the illusion is a good one.
Yeah, it is. It is good. For a lot of people, which is a good thing.
For Prestige Jayco, 2020 could be your year to jump into a Jayco. Speaking with Ed Richards, Western Bulldogs young gun. To straighten things up and with some football questions, here's Lee Brown on K-Rock Footy.
Thanks for joining us, Ed. Well done on the victory last night. There was no illusions about the form of your ruckman last night. He was fantastic, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was super. I think sort of what typified his performance was probably his first contest. He just, you know, went straight at Phillips, and who's been pretty consistent the last couple of weeks, and just, you know, put it right to him in the contest, and it was great to see that him have such a dominant performance, which is something he's been working so hard on.
And your midfield is obviously in fantastic form, but there's some real great depth there, and you know, it gives the opportunity for Wallace, who's hit the scoreboard regularly recently, and Bontempelli and these sorts of guys to spend a bit more time forward. But the emergence of a Bailey Smith and the depth through that midfield seems to be working really well for the club.
Yeah, Bailey's been phenomenal this year, just with his contested work and just being a real bull in there, which is always something you need. And I think, you know, being able to send someone like Bond forward is so creative, and have even Mitch play permanent forward is sort of a luxury that it's you know, really good to have. And I think we've been taking full advantage of that probably the last 4 or 5 weeks, which is good.
Cody Waitman made his debut last night. He kicked a fantastic banana from the boundary with his first kick. But I'm more interested in how you guys are handling him in the hub environment. I was fortunate enough to coach him a little bit last year, and he's an absolute ball of energy that doesn't turn off. How are you surviving in lockdown with Cody and guys of that sort of similar mindset?
Yeah, he's got a lot of energy, which is a great thing, I think. But I think there's always a, you can always, you know, a lot of space in these hubs, so if there's blokes like that are annoying, yeah, you can get away, that's for sure. But he's obviously lit it up in his first game, which was great to see. And hopefully he can, you know, continue his form and be a really reliable player for us.
Ed, I've got a couple of hub questions for you. Who's the serial pest? Who's the bloke you see in the walking down the hallway and think, oh goodness me, I've got to get away from this bloke?
Cal Porter's a bit of a pest. I know you've had a few experiences with him, Lee. He's been nonstop on the FIFA and what have you. So he's been getting into everyone about his FIFA skills. So he's a bit of a pest at the moment.
Right. So we'll tick that one off. Who's the resident hairdresser?
Oh, there's actually quite a few. We've had a few boys bring their clippers up. So Toby McLean's been cutting a few hairs. Bill Gowers as well. They've both been cutting hairs. I think Taylor Dre, he's also been on with the scissors as well. So there's been a few hairdressers floating around.
Have you got an appointment?
I actually did today, but I missed it. So. Yeah,
so do you get
tomorrow?
Right, do you have to ring through with the appointment, or how does it work? Do you just sort of turn up there?
Yeah, it's a long process. There's a receptionist and what have you. So they take it very seriously, the boys, with their haircuts.
I can imagine. And the third hub question is, obviously, minus your phone and your wallet. Well, I don't know if you young blokes use wallets anymore, but minus your phone, what's the most essential item you've got with you in the hub?
Well, I think I'm pretty similar to a lot of boys. I think a lot of boys brought their PlayStations up, so that's probably one of the essential items.
Okay.
It's not just good for, you know, playing FIFA and playing games or whatever, but it's also good for watching TV and watching Netflix, because the TVs don't really, they don't really have Netflix or Stan or whatever on them, so it's good to fire that up and watch TV and watch movies and stuff.
And one last hub question before we let you go. You've been very generous with your time, but have you gone into anybody's room and thought, wow, what's happened in here? It's like there's a bit of a cyclone sort of action. Has anybody just really messed the whole thing up and you're thinking we need to get room service up here pretty quickly?
Yeah, I went to Bill Gow's room just earlier this afternoon, and it looked like a bomb had hit it, so... that needs a bit of work. Hey, gets in there.
Ed, we really appreciate your time. Really enjoying your evolution. Coming up towards 50 games, I think 47. You've played 47 of a possible 52 since you debuted back in the start of 2018. So doing some good work with your footy. Really appreciate your time. Continue to enjoy hub life, and we wish you the very best of luck. Thursday night, big game against the Gold Coast Suns, who are coming off a win. You would think now they're 26 points clear of the Swans, nearing the siren. So it should be a good game of footy on Thursday night. Bit of prime time action for both of you.
It should be good. Should be a good game. Thanks, fellas.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.